The donkey was waiting for them. "Look," said Jesus' disciples, "this must be the donkey we're looking for." Jesus had sent two of his friends to a village to find a particular donkey. Now they had found it. The disciples untied the animal and brought it back to Jesus. They laid some clothes over its back. Jesus climbed onto the donkey and started down the road to Jerusalem. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop went the donkey's hooves. Jesus' friends walked behind. As Jesus rode towards Jerusalem, a crowd began to gather. As he got closer and closer to the city gate, more people joined them. There were mothers and fathers, girls and boys, grandmothers and grandfathers who were there. Remember reading about the prophet Zechariah, who had written that one day a humble king will come who would ride on a donkey. When they saw Jesus, they remembered Zechariah's words. "Jesus is coming," some of them yelled. "Look, he's on a donkey," others cried. "Hosanna, Hosanna, hooray for Jesus," they shouted. Soon, a lot of people were following Jesus. Some people spread their coats on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and laid them down to make a path for the donkey to walk on. Crowds ran ahead. Crowds marched behind. It was quite a parade. "Hosanna! Hosanna! Hooray for Jesus!" the people shouted again and again. When Jesus came in through the gate, the whole city would hear the crowd shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Hooray for Jesus!" "What's going on? Who is this man?" some people asked. "It's Jesus," the crowd replied. "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Then Jesus rode up to the temple, and the crowd followed him.